Hey there, and welcome back to Refocus, the go-to podcast for realtors in Arkansas. I'm your co-host, Hayden Bishop, and today we've got a fantastic guest joining us, your ARA Secretary Treasurer, Jan Dyer. Jan's journey into real estate was one of freedom and flexibility. After hopping into the real estate industry, she saw a need and decided to step up and fill a leadership position, and the rest is history. We're talking about her path into real estate, her passion for leadership, and the impact she hopes to make in 2025 and beyond. So whether you're on your morning commute or kicking back after a long day, stick around. This is one conversation you won't want to miss. Let's dive in.
Well, Ms. Jan, thank you so much for making time to sit down with us today, talk about your journey in leadership with the ARA a little bit. So to get started, I want to hear about your journey in real estate. How'd you get into real estate? How long you been doing it? What attracted you to it?
Okay. I worked in an office for 20 years. And, you know, that taught me so much as far as organizational skills, which is huge in real estate. Mm-hmm. And everything else, it was a huge church, so I had lots of responsibility. And then after 20 years, I kind of thought to myself, there's got to be more. The other important factor was our daughter had our first grandchild. Mm-hmm. And I wanted the freedom Absolutely. That I thought real estate would bring me. And so I started looking. And I started as a closing coordinator, taught me lots of stuff about real estate because I knew nothing. And then quickly decided, this is kind of neat. Maybe I should move a little bit further. So I did. I became a realtor. And it's just kind of progressed from that point. But really, it all stemmed from not wanting to have to ask my boss if I wanted to go spend the day with my granddaughter or if my daughter needed me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it was the freedom that I felt like real estate would give me. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize all the other things it would do for me. Mm-hmm. But that's what really got me thinking about it was, and my husband came to work at the church, so just FYI, working with your spouse can be wonderful. I don't think it was going to be great for us.
It can also be challenging.
Yeah, keyword can be.
Bobby would, he is a perfectionist, and I would take something to him because I was doing layout and design work, and I would take it to him, and I would say, oh, what do you think? I mean, I thought it was the baby that just got delivered, you know, and he go, that is so wonderful. Did you mean for that not to be level? Did you mean for that not to be even? So it was like,
Sounds like us.
Yeah.
Like y'all are a married couple.
Sometimes it feels like it.
I'm sure.
Especially during critique time.
Yeah. But this, I mean, it has been a blessing in my life. And so I'm just grateful for all that it's allowed me to do and continues to allow me to become.
Yeah. And so how long have you been in real estate?
I got my license in 06.
Wow. Okay. So going on 20 years.
Yeah, wow.
A lot of longevity there.
Yeah. So was there one moment in that real estate career where you decided that leadership was for you? That's what you wanted to pursue?
You know, there really wasn't a time. My life has always been very goal-oriented, even when I wasn't working. I mean, even at home. And then when the kids got in school, that's when I went back to work. And when they were in grade school or junior high or high school, I wanted to be so involved that I was the PTA president. I was, you know, always mm-hmm. there. I don't think it's just from being curious about what's going on, but I think just like in leadership, it's having a role, being active, and knowing what's going on behind the scenes. So I think that's what really got me excited about doing some things at the ARA mm-hmm. were you're a huge number. You're one in a huge number. Mm-hmm. But when you kind of dwindle it down and you go to local board and you do stuff there and then you get the, you know, you can do stuff at state and it's a smaller number. But still, there's, what, 11,000 of us? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So to be on the board, to see the behind the scenes and to be a part there, I think that's invaluable mm-hmm. because you can tell people the good, the bad, and the ugly. Not that we have any of that, but
all good.
But all good. But that's really what got me interested in it. And I have always set goals and wanted to do things a certain way. And I've been real motivated to make sure that what was done well and what was mm-hmm. done was correct. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really what spurred my interest. And I see the people in leadership here. And, oh, my gosh, it is like the cream of the crop. I mean, why would you not want to be a part of that? Yeah. Why would you not want to have your name in that hat of people? Because I'm not saying that any one of us feel like we've achieved it or that we deserve it, because we don't, because we're just like everybody else. But it's just that calling or that desire to be involved and be a part, to share that with everybody else.
And you know something I think you notice whenever you get into leadership, and 2022 President Sandra Kelly, she picked this as her theme for convention, was that you are bigger than just one person. Like, you realize that you are a cog in a giant machine, and you have a role to play, and you have a responsibility to the industry and your peers and the consumers that you serve in the day, like the day to day, to get involved and make sure this industry stays protected and that homeowners stay protected. And that's a lot of the work we do here, and that's a lot of the work our leadership is focused on. And so, I mean, I think you hit that right on nail right on the head, Ms. Jane.
And it is leadership team. It really is, because if you ever get to the point that you feel like they can't do it without me, guess what? Tomorrow they could do it without you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So knowing that it's a team effort, it's huge. Mm-hmm. It's so important.
I agree.
Absolutely.
So whenever you were coming up in leadership, starting at the local board, what or who, let me ask who got you involved? Who voluntold or asked you?
Really? We had, I really think that it was our AE at the time, mm-hmm. but it was also out of a necessity of nobody wanting to take that next step. And I didn't want that to happen. I wanted to make sure that someone actually had a heart for it that took it, and not just somebody that said, well, if you can't find anybody else, I'll do it. That's never the way to take on a leadership role, because you have to feel it in your heart. You really do. It can't just be, all right, well, I'll be at the meetings. You have to have a goal. You have to have ambition. And so that really is what got me in it, good, bad, or whatever. But, I think about that, because I hear all these people talking about people that were so influential in helping them to realize their leadership skills. I never had anybody like that said, have you ever thought about doing it this way? Mm-hmm. I think you'd be good at this. So I think it was just self wanting to do it, me wanting to do it, me wanting to see if I could do it, and then wanting to be a part of this bigger group. And just, I mean, I have made lifelong friends in a small amount of time with these people, but really I didn't have any mentor or anybody that told me, I think that you'd be great. But I tell you this too, though, BJ, I think about that now, because I think I want to be that person that mm-hmm. says to somebody else, have you thought about this? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see something really great in what you do. And I thought about this too. I thought, you know, if you see something, say something, that's usually for something bad. Mm-hmm. But that's the way we need to live our lives with everybody else, because if I see something in you that is so awesome, I need to tell you. Mm-hmm. And I try to make sure that every day in everything that I do, I try to make people feel really good about things that they're doing, because think how that makes you feel. Mm-hmm. Think how much better that is.
And everybody that knows you, Ms. Jan, knows that you lead with your heart. You are one of the kindest volunteers we've ever interacted with, and you are exactly what you say you are.
That's mm-hmm. that makes my heart so happy, because that's what I want people to remember about me. You know, when I'm dead and gone, which that will happen, or when I'm not in leadership, I want people to say, "Man, she was grateful. She was kind." That's what we're supposed to do. That's what we're supposed to, that's how we're supposed to make people feel too, you know? I mean, we're not supposed to ever be negative. There are things that happen in life that aren't perfect, and there are things that we need to work with, and I understand that. But, man, if I can think that when someone thinks of me, and I'm grateful that you said that, man, that just, it lightens my heart and makes me happy, because that's what I'm hoping for.
Absolutely. And you bring cookies, so that helps.
Well, I didn't bring a darn thing today. I'm so sorry.
We still got cookies from last time.
That's right.
We got you, and we're happy about that. Yay.
You know what's so fun is that when you share food with people, does it not lighten your heart? It just makes you so happy.
It worries me, because I don't know how to cook. And so if I give somebody food, I'm just hoping they ain't getting sick
afterwards. If BJ gives it to you, I might say thank you and just slide it over on the table.
And then your question is, did you order this or did you make it?
Yep.
If it's DoorDashed, it's safe.
Yeah.
So, Ms. Jan, what are some challenges you faced in your leadership journey that you've had to overcome?
You know, I don't know. I really try to stay positive about it. Now, I've had people say things to me that I've thought, well, that wasn't very encouraging. And I really try to look past that because we're all humans. We are. And sometimes the way we were brought up, we don't think about the fact that it's different than somebody else. Mm-hmm. And so while they're being negative, they feel like they're helping. And I think, man, there's a better way to do that. But that's not their fault always. Mm-hmm. You know, so I can't think of anything specific that makes me feel like I was struggling at that point. But it's always, you know, when you're running for office, you always have that little bit of hesitation. I don't know if y'all have run for office, but I mean, you're like begging people for stuff.
It's
you're
been a while.
Oh, my gosh. High school?
Yeah, no, college, well, probably.
It's a challenge because you're putting yourself out there and you're going, oh, please vote for me. Please, would you consider voting me? But I brought cookies. You know,
deciding
so that
factor.
it wasn't a negative, but it was a challenge because you put yourself out there.
It's hard to persevere and put yourself on the line and say, I'm capable of doing this and making other people believe it. It takes a lot of guts.
When you're running against someone that is just an amazing person, and I'll not say the name because he may not want me to, but you know what? We have so many people that are so well qualified, and I'm not any more qualified than anybody else, but that still want the same thing. Mm-hmm. And then if you win, I mean, that's a great feeling, but it's also that feeling of sadness for the person that didn't. But so that's a challenge. You know, that's a thing that I think is kind of a newer step that they've taken. I think before, credentials committee would just come out and say, hey, congratulations, here you go. Because it also kind of drives a little bit of a wedge when you're asking for votes and when you're standing there next to that person, you know.
Yeah. It's a very vulnerable position.
It is. It is. And but I guess that's just a way of life, you know. Yeah. We all have to fight for what we want and what we believe in. So far, it's worked out.
Good. Well, on the flip side, is there a moment that has been particularly rewarding or a really great opportunity or accomplishment that you've had?
You know, I feel like my greatest accomplishments are ahead of me. Really, I do, because I don't want to ever be at a place where I think, well, I've peaked. That's it. This is the best it's going to be. I always want to think that there's something even better out there. And I think the tighter the group, the more excited we are, the more challenges we have that we have to overcome, I think that makes us stronger. I really do. I mean, we've had a tough couple of years in real estate. So I feel like we're going to see people just start soaring because they've had to come through and they've had to achieve things that they never thought they could. You know, I think about I think about the legislative session that's going on right now. I cannot even imagine the challenges that we're going to face. And I hear people say that are in leadership, man, I'm glad I don't have legislative year. But, you know, I'm challenged and I'm excited that I will have a legislative year, because this is the one thing I know about Arkansas Realtors Association. They will not let you fail. And I know that's true. I know that about you, BJ. I know that about you. We're not going to fail. We're going to, if I have a weakness, it's going to be taken care of. If I need to know something, it's going to be taken care of. So I think knowing that I've got that strong group behind me, it helps me to realize we can accomplish anything. We really can.
There's a real power in realizing you've accomplished everything you've ever set your mind to, and knowing that you've made it through the hard times and you're coming out and you don't realize it in the middle of the hard times, but life is just preparing to throw you forward, right, you know, in the middle of that hard time, so.
Because if you're not going through a hard time or haven't experienced a hard time, just buckle up, buddy, because it's coming. You know, I mean, it is. But that it's just training us to be prepared for the future.
Yep, and you're you're learning something from it that'll help you through it next time.
Yeah, I totally believe that. I totally do.
So, Ms. Dan, in your current role, let's talk about being Secretary Treasurer of the Arkansas Realtors Association. What are some of the things that you're tasked with in that role?
You know, I think what I'm seeing, it's mainly keeping everything moving forward, because I don't really have at this point any major things that I have to do. Of course, I have to be in control in a meeting. I have to do things like that. But I'm so spoiled now, because when I was secretary treasurer at our board, this was back in I was president in 15, so it was before that. Oh, sorry. but, I mean, man, we were taking notes. We were doing all that stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. So now you get to the meeting and Andrea says, oh, here it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm just like, awesome. So I really feel like that's my role right now. Mm-hmm. And even if it's also just keeping everybody happy, I'm not saying that's my job. I'm not the clown that comes in, but I want us to be unified always, you know. And so
there has to be some heart on the team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when you step in and you're the new kid on the block, you kind of feel like I want to bring the best. I don't want to be the person that's like, oh, Jan, she's a Debbie Downer, and she, you know, that would, oh my gosh, I'd be horrified. Mm-hmm. So I want to be that person too that comes along and everybody's like, she's the light, you know, she's going to help us. She's going to be the positive influence. And so to me, that may be not the right answer. I don't know. But I want to just make sure that I'm positive with everything that I do. If mm-hmm. I don't know it, I promise you someone's going to tell me. I've gotten phone calls that were like, hey, by the way, next time, don't move away from the microphone. But you know what? And this is what I'm telling you. These people said that with a conviction that they wanted me to be better. So if I took it that way, that's the way it should be.
Candor is kindness is what one of my very favorite professors told me. That, you know, when you're giving feedback and if somebody needs to know a hard truth, it's kinder to deliver that hard truth with grace than 100%. To ignore it.
Mm-hmm. Right, because it might be the same thing next time. And if I'm never told, I'm never going to make it better.
Yep,
I'm not going to.
So when you're meeting with everyone and making these decisions in these meetings, how are you working to keep the members and the association at the forefront of your mind?
I think because we're from all across the state, I think that's what helps us, because we know the strengths of our area, and we know when we sit down, you know, we're not Northwest Arkansas. I mean, they are like the pinnacle to everyone else across the state. We have to realize that we are just as important as all these people. And when I see these small boards and I think, and we go to them, I am in awe of these people, because there may be 35 of them in this board, and you would think they were 1,500 people, you know? So I think that's what we have to realize, is the strengths from our area and how we can bring that to the meeting, and how we can make sure that they realize that we know we're all different. Just like all three of us are so different, you know, but we just have to remember where our strengths lie, I think. And we have to remember that we're all part of one. We're part of the Arkansas Realtors Association. So each one of us, like we talked about, brings something special. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we have to always remember, is that we're all unique and we all bring something special.
Mm-hmm. Comes back to teamwork.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So when we're talking about leadership, one of the most important aspects of leadership is the replace yourself principle. You know, we talk about that all the time on this podcast. So as a leader in the association, how do you go about encouraging other leaders? Are you somebody who's going to, you know, ask somebody to step up? I think you've already told us you encourage people a lot, and I do know that about you, but what's your take on that? What do you think is important about that aspect?
I think that's so vitally important, because you may have somebody who doesn't have the highest self-esteem, but you see in them something that they don't see. So I think that that's very important, because you don't want to miss out on that person, because they may not at this point in their life feel like that they're able to do it, and they may not be able to do it at this point, but it's a process, you know. So, no, I really do think, because I didn't grow up in my real estate career having someone that I felt like would push me and that would encourage me, I want to be that for somebody else. Mm-hmm. Because I like I said, made so many wonderful friends and have learned so much. I want people to have that opportunity too. I don't want them to miss out on that. And if I can say something and encourage somebody and that little nugget helps them along the way, then I feel like that's exactly what I was supposed to do.
Yeah, you could be what that person needed to really feel the confidence to step up.
100%, because, you know, we're not all goal-oriented, and we're not all, we don't feel that strong about different things. So, yeah, just one little bit of encouragement or something that helps, I feel like maybe that's what they're just waiting on.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's a lot of situations in life that I would have never leaped had someone not encouraged me to do so.
You know, I think about Mickey, and I know you think all about Mickey. One thing that I did, because I didn't have people that would tell me this is what you need to do, I made sure that I reached out to these people that I really held in high esteem and said, this is where I'm thinking about going. What do you think? And Mickey was one of those people. And, man, she was forever the encourager.
She was.
And if she saw something, she said it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to ever be Mickey, but I want to be that Mickey to somebody else that if I ask, they'll say, I think you could do it. And I bet I asked a dozen people because I kind of leapfrogged up the ladder because I skipped DVP and went on to NAR director. And I had people that said, I really love for you to go back and do this. And my goal says I can't because I want to age out gracefully and not be and not be on a walker. But you know, I just had a thing in my mind that said I want to do it by this time, and I want to have the energy to do it. But yeah, I will absolutely, hopefully, encourage somebody and let them know that, man, everyone's so important. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Lord, there's a lot of people in Arkansas Realtors leadership that were encouraged by Mickey Bass to take that jump.
Sure.
And just, you know, like, I see you being a leader. I mean, Wes talked about it, you know, in his inaugural speech this year, that she saw it in him before he saw it in him. And I think that's special.
I do too. Absolutely. Yeah.
So with this upcoming year, we've still got a bunch of it ahead of us. What are you looking forward to? What's in the works?
I like everything that we get to do. It's amazing. We get to go. We get to listen to NAR directors. Well, I mean, not directors. That's me. We get to listen to people at NAR that are in leadership there. We get to go to legislative meetings. We get to do so much. So I look forward to each one of those meetings, like Region 9 coming up. Mm-hmm. I hope we're going to have
2 weeks. Register
two
now.
Weeks. Yep. Come on.
We're going to have a great group there. And we always have, we are so spoiled because we get to hear some awesome speakers that I'm hoping when we get ready to go to Fort Smith for convention, I can glean from those. I can bring some people in like that. But that's really what I look forward to. I look forward to the learning. I look forward to just being around people. And just being able to plan and look at what the future could hold. Because, man, the sky's the limit. Mm-hmm. I really feel that, you know. So I think that's really what I look forward to this year, is just looking forward to what's going to be coming. Because it's going to be a learning process every step of the way.
Yeah.
Well, Ms. Jan, I want to end on with one question.
Uh-oh, okay.
All right. If you had to give a future leader, let's say you're talking to our Leadership Academy this year, what's one piece of advice you'd leave a future leader with?
I don't want them to ever feel like they can't do it. Always strive to do the very best that they can. And, you know, don't sell yourself short, because you've been put here on this earth to do something fabulous. And don't let yourself fall short on that.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me, there's this saying that says, dress for the job you want, not the job you have. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that translates into act like the position you want to be, not the position you're in.
What job can I get with sweatpants and a hoodie? Because that's how I'd like to dress 24/7.
You could do anything. You can rule the world, BJ Matthews.
Absolutely.
Oh, the last thing the world needs is me ruling it.
You know what? I'm just going to tell you, this is fabulous. This is so fun. This is such an interesting and neat way to just get information out there on each one of us that people may not know. And I am so proud of each one of you, and I'm proud of this staff. I'm proud of this staff.
Thank you.
And I feel like because I came through working in an environment where we were a tight-knit staff, I mean, I loved them. I didn't like them every day. You know what I'm saying? I know you know what I'm saying.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I got it.
Mm. What she meant was she loves me every day.
Every day. She does. You know, that's the thing I'll tell my husband. We've been married almost 47 years. It'll be 47 years in May. I was 10. But the thing I think about is I love him every day. I do. I love him every day. I don't like him every day. You know, I mean, that's just the way it goes.
Yeah, that's the truth of human nature.
It's the truth. But I love each one of y'all. I love everybody here. And I appreciate this opportunity. This is awesome.
Thank you for making time to come all the way down from Fort Smith to visit with us. We appreciate you so much. We look forward to watching your journey continue to grow with ARA.
Thank you so much.
And we know you're going to lead us, you know, into good territory. So.
Well, I know y'all won't let me fail.
We never
that's
would.
Important.
Never. Never. We'll be right behind you.
All righty. Excellent. Right.
Thank you, Ms. Jan. And thank you all for listening. And we'll catch you next time on Refocused.